The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, world. This is Trish Adora, your Pan-African World Diaspora Champion, and you are listening to John Orlando on the PVDcast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVDcast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 248. I hope you're doing well out there, and thank you for checking out this episode, as we're going to talk about a WWE pay-per-view that's happening on August 23rd. I'm talking about the big one, SummerSlam. This year, it's going to look a little different. Obviously because of the COVID-19 situation, but I've invited my good friends, the pro wrestling pundits, DJ Joey Blaze and Ringside Ran, to come on, and we're going to talk about all of the matches that have been signed and give our predictions and give our opinions and our thoughts about the matchups. And so with that being said, usually these are longer episodes, so I'm not going to waste any time. I'm going to take care of a couple loose ends and then jump right on into our conversation. And the first thing I need to let you know about real quick, or loose end number one, if you want to call it that, is that this episode of the PVDcast is brought to you by World's Greatest Comics. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. They've got everything you need for your comic book fandom. They've got single issues, they've got collections, they've got graphic novels, toys, collectibles, back issues, posters, basically anything you need for your fandom, they've got it at the store. So stop on over and say hello to the fine folks over at World's Greatest Comics. Or if you're not in the Central Ohio area, you can find them online at two different places through their website, wgcomics.com, and also through Facebook. Just search for at WG Comics. And the second loose end that I need to tie up is simply just a quick reminder to tell you all that you should check out the PVDcast on Redline Radio LLC. That's right, the live broadcast happens every Monday night at 9:30 p.m., where you'll hear this week's episode of the PVDcast through that great internet radio station. And man, oh man, do they have tons of great shows, tons of great music, so you need to check it out simply by going to RedlineRadioLLC.com. Search for them on Facebook. Again, the handle is RedlineRadioLLC, or you can even check them out using the Android app. So just go over to the Google Play Store, type in Redline Radio LLC, click the link, download it, and you could take the station with you wherever you go. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, the pro wrestling pundits, DJ Joey Blaze and Ringside Ran, join me to talk about SummerSlam. All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. On this edition, I am going to be joined by the pro wrestling pundits, DJ Joey Blaze. How are you?
Ah, medium rare, a little pink inside. How are you today, John?
Can't complain, man. I can't complain. And also joining us, straight from the Golden Ghetto, none other than Ringside Rand. Rand, how are you?
Hello, minions and mouth breathers all throughout Franklin County.
Are you saying mouth breathers are the reason why we're a red on our COVID chart?
I don't understand what's going on with half of this stuff.
You know what? That's for another podcast, because, guys, we need to break down and talk about SummerSlam, which is happening this Sunday, August 23rd, in Orlando, Florida. Although, in the last few days, it's been reported that there's going to be a change of venue. So, DJ Joey Blaze, what do you think about that change in venue?
I like it. I was getting bored and tired of the fan that goes hangs above the ring and the PC that you'd see all the time and keep you distracted. And I don't know about the name, so to say, because I borrow all these gimmicks from the Mad Max movies, but As far as what they're going, I could have just called it something else. But anyways, I'm excited, and I've seen some of the early setup for it, so it should be pretty sweet.
Yeah, I will be disappointed if there's no Master Blaster, though. I'm not going to lie.
Ba-dum-bum.
Apparently, there's no Mad Max fans listening. Anyways, Rand, what's your thoughts on moving things to the – is it the Amway Center? Is that what it's called in Orlando?
Amway.
Amway Center. Okay.
Something has to change because it's just looking really stale. It's looking like a studio, which it is. They lost their advantage because their advantage was their size and depth of roster. And right now, everybody looks the same, and it's not helping them at all.
So you said it's called the Amway Center?
Isn't it?
Orlando, yes.
Where's Melaleuca Arena at?
I believe that's on I think that's on Reynoldsburg Pickerington Road. I'm not sure.
Was it by the Ibu?
It's by the Ibu, right there on okay. Sabre Drive.
Fantastic.
There you go. So with that, let's take a look at the card as it stands right now. We are recording this on a Tuesday evening. I'm sure with the SmackDown that's happening on the 21st, there might be some tweaks to the card, so to speak. But this is as is, and of course, if there are matches added, we'll discuss that when we review the pay-per-view. So let's kick things off with the match for the WWE Tag Team Championships for the Raw side. That would be the Street Profits taking on Andrade and Angel Garza. Rand, what do you think of this match? Who do you think is going to come out on top?
I got a feeling that it's going to be the Street Profits, but I am tired of the backstage nonsense with the Bachelorette. I don't know her name, and I have no concern. The Bachelorette is an attempt to get, mainstream exposure?
Well, in theory.
But the show's on at the same time.
Is the Bachelor going on right now? I mean, I don't even know, because that shows how much I pay attention to that reality trash TV.
Not yet, no.
Okay. So she is an upcoming participant on The Bachelor, or she's a past one?
Both. She was on it previous, and she will be the next Bachelorette.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay. So you think the Street Profits are going to become, retain the tag title crown? Okay.
Yes.
Joey, what about you?
I feel rusty as shit. It's been a while since we've talked wrestling, hasn't it?
Yes. Yes, it has. It does seem like forever ago
Some WD-40 sprayed on me here or something. Well, let's talk about the excitement level for this. Not really excited. I think the way they built the match is dumb. I still feel like Andrade and Angel Garza are still thrown together. I think Andrade needs to be a singles wrestler. As far as he's going to come out on top, Street Profits. Now, what I do like what's happened from this is Zelina Vega has been wrestling and actually been involved in some matches. So maybe we'll get to see her actually work more, which would be great. Instead of just being eye candy and being a valet/manager. She's got a little thing going on with Bianca Belair right now because she's the one that supposedly poisoned Montez. So if anything is going to be good from it, I think that it's that. But overall, I just don't have much excitement for this match. But I think the Street Profits will come out retaining.
I also picked the Street Profits to retain. This is my thoughts on this particular matchup. I really, if I was booking, I would have had Angel and Andrade win, hold the belts till Survivor Series, let the Street Profits regain them, and all along continue to kind of feather the flames on their breakup. Because it seems like they were going to break up, then they're not, and they were, then they're not. And it's kind of like, you got to make a decision and let's stick with it. I think they should have a run with the belts because Angel Garza and Andrade are both very talented in the ring, and I think that they were a great tag team.
I'm just more with Andrade as a singles wrestler, in my opinion, and the same for Angel. But you got enough tag teams already, too, that I don't know why they just don't feed their actual tag teams and start keep putting people together. It's something that the WWE likes to do anyways all the time. Have good tag teams there, just focus on your tag team. Don't put people together.
Yeah, right.
The spare parts theory.
Yeah.
It's like, what's left over? Okay, here we go. You guys are together.
She gets involved with every match anyway. We know that she can wrestle. I think she's very good at what she does.
Are you talking about Zelina Vega?
Yes.
Yeah, I think Zelina's very underrated.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. I think she's one of the better women's wrestlers on the roster. So, I don't know. Like I said, I think we're all in unison here that the Street Profits are clearly going to be retaining their tag belts and maybe move. I don't know who they move on to, because obviously I think this is going to be the swan song for the team of Angel and Andrade. I don't really know if I really want to see the Viking Raiders go back into that title picture.
It seems one of the problems we have at the Performance Center is there's only a few people there.
True.
There's a lot of people that are not wrestling on TV, and it feels like we're just shuffling the small deck of cards.
Good point. All right, let's move on to and again, this is just my list that I pulled off the internet. I don't know if they're actually in this order, so we probably should throw that out there. But let's talk about the match for the WWE Championship. Drew McIntyre, who is our champion, taking on Randy Orton. DJ Joey Blaze, what do you think about this match? Who's coming out on top, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, I like the whole scenario where they're talking maybe Randy gains the belt and he runs roughshod through a little bit and then he fights Drew again, but at Mania, so Drew can actually have his moment. I know that's one of the things that's been talked about and I hear, and I actually like that booking. I like the booking of putting Randy, giving him maybe one last run, or just because he's the way he's been booked, you know, even if it's something sneaky to get the title and then Drew to actually gain it when they have fans back so they can build his character again. So that's who I see. I see Randy actually going over in this match.
Rand, what say you?
Do you think that that's subject to change if, for example, Survivor Series has spectators?
Well, I don't know about that. I would either see that happening or them actually having another match down the road, not necessarily a payback, which is the following week, which is weird, but maybe down the road to where, you know, maybe it's another match and then he actually does drop it to Randy at Survivor Series and then he gets it back maybe at Mania. I don't know. But I see somewhere he does drop the belt, I think, to Randy. And I think Randy's probably the most deserving on the roster.
Does this tie Randy with number of title runs with Ric Flair at 16?
No, I think he would need one more to tie.
I'm checking on that, believe it or not.
Because I'm wondering if there's some way that Rick comes back and interferes and keeps him from getting the title.
I think if Rick interferes, he's interfering for Orton still.
He is a 13-time champion.
So he'd be a couple behind at this point.
Yeah. I think if I did the math correctly, he held the WWE Championship 9 times, the WWE World Heavyweight Championship 4 times. Oh, wait, and he was the final holder of the World Heavyweight Championship, which he unified with the WWE to become the WWE World Champ. Okay, no, so it's, 9 plus 4, he's 13. So he'd still need a few more. So, Rand, you didn't say who's going to be the winner, Drew or Randy?
I think Drew keeps it. I think it's too early.
Rand, I 100% agree with you on this. Now, I do also agree with you, Joey, that I think that the one tragedy out of the way that things unfolded for the WWE in this, you know, pandemic, and I know I'm making it's obviously a wrestling match is not the biggest issue in this pandemic, but I'm just saying that I think that the fact that McIntyre won at WrestleMania and has never had any type of a match or any type of a program, I should say, in front of fans has been the biggest tragedy.
I concur with that 100%.
So I could see where he wins here at SummerSlam and you know, either, I don't know, maybe Survivor Series or maybe one of the other pay-per-views throughout the rest of the year as a surprise, Orton wins, and then we go right on in through into WrestleMania season with Drew trying to get back that title. So, but, yeah, it certainly will be interesting.
I think a feud between the two long-term could have some legs.
Oh, I agree, too. Yeah, yeah. I mean, especially, you know, they built Orton's reputation, you know, and obviously he's taken out Edge, he's taken out Christian, he's taken out Big Show. Did he take out HBK last night? I got to be honest.
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
Yes,
so
he did.
He's got He's got the continuation of that legend killer type of storyline. So, yeah, I mean, I think, look, when you look on the roster, I don't think there's too many people that could unseat Drew McIntyre right now. So Randy makes the most sense. All right, shall we move on to another championship match? And that would be the match for the WWE United States Championship. MVP taking on the champion Apollo Crews. And Lashley and Shelton Benjamin are banned from ringside. All right, I'll start this one off, guys. Number one, I'm tired of this whole program. I don't care. I'm over Apollo Crews. Not really digging Lashley, Shelton Benjamin, or MVP either as the Hurt Business. I think Apollo Crews just gets a quick, clean victory over MVP and retains the U.S. title. Ran?
I disagree. I think MVP is great in this role as being the leader of this group. But I do think Apollo Crews wins because the other two guys will be back in catering.
Rand's picking Apollo Crews. Joey, what do you think about this matchup?
I agree with Rand. I think the Hurt Business is kind of a cool thing as they're getting these groups back together and starting to build groups. I'm sure we'll see one or two more people join the ranks. We might even see that happen this Sunday. But I'm still, if that doesn't happen, I'm going with Apollo retaining. Or there might be a swerve where he retains and he joins them. I don't know. Either way, I see Apollo retaining.
I can't see Apollo Crews as a heel. I mean, the dude smiles all the time. I'm just saying. One person that they should add to the Hurt Business that would make me care? Malcolm Bivens.
But they're not going to bring him up like that. I think it'd be great. I think he'd be a great mouthpiece with them. Almost like a Clarence Mason type of role.
Right, or he's the ha-ha to their seriousness. You know what I mean? Like, just think about, you know, he's always talking about how he wins all the... Like, for an example, I know many times he's tweeted out about, like, he won, you know, some BET Achievement Award. And, like, could you just imagine him, like, talking about it backstage and, like, Lashley, the look on his face? Like, it would be a great balance of comedy and seriousness that I think would actually make me care about the Hurt Business.
Yeah, but if you think about it, they did the Hurt Business in TNA, and it was called the Beatdown Club.
Oh. Good Lord! That was an obscure reference, Joey. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. MVP and Lashley are already comfortable in this role, and they've always had, it's always been a serious thing. The BDC was a serious thing as this. So I don't know if comedy would make sense with it. I think it needs to have. I think it's going to lead to some good feuds. I think it's going to eventually lead to Lashley and Lesnar somehow.
Really?
I don't know how soon. I think they were talking. They wanted to do it at SummerSlam, but COVID. So I think that might be something that they build. I think they still continue to build the Lashley character through the Hurt Business. And I think MVP is a good thing because he's a good mouthpiece for him because Lashley cannot talk.
That is accurate, 100%. Here we go to probably the match that I'm most interested in and also I think could be the most controversial of the ones that we discuss here tonight. We have Mandy Rose taking on Sonya Deville in a hair versus hair match. Rand, we know that you are a big fan of Mandy Rose, so I'm going to let you go first with your thoughts on this match.
You know, I would rather see a hair versus hair match than a eye versus eye match. It just feels really uncomfortable to see an eye versus eye match. I'm okay with a hair match. I'm okay with my girl Mandy winning and shaving the head of the heel. I can see that happening real easy. Will Otis be involved somehow?
You know what? I'll come back to your Otis comment in a minute. I enjoyed your diss of the eye versus eye match because, you know, Rand, as I was watching that match, I was like, you know what? All these Hurricane Ranas and arm drags really are going to pop an eye out of somebody's head. That's my sarcasm for what the hell are you doing? Try to stab the dude's eye out. Stop Hurricane Rana and dives and, like, why would you do that? Not to mention that you can put an eyeball back in your head if it pops out. It's, you know, as long as you don't rupture the optic nerve, you know, you're fine. Okay, but I digress. I'm done. I'm off that. You know what, Rand? That's a good question. What did you say, Joy?
I didn't know you were an optometrist. That's interesting. Learn something new every day.
Well, there's an optometrist in the Orlando family, and I did consult him during this match. I won't lie. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. I like it. It's always good to have a professional handy.
It is. Unless that professional is the professional Jean Reno. Anyways. So to answer your question, Rand, I don't know. Here's I want to see this in this match. I want to see it be a true hair versus hair match. And this is what I fear is going to happen. Rand, I think we're going to see Otis, like somehow Mandy loses, but Otis is going to switch in for her because of his love for her, that he can't let her be hurt anymore. And I think that's what's going to happen. I think that will be utter bullshit, and I would not enjoy that at all, nor do I want to see a half-ass hair versus hair. All right? I don't want you just to cut it a little bit short so that, say, for an example, Mandy Rose loses. I don't want you to cut her blonde lock short so she has to come back with a Karen hairstyle. No, I want Sinead O'Connor. That's what I want.
I think that's why it makes the most sense for Sonya Deville to lose and for that to happen. I can see her doing that.
Well, I agree, but I think it would be a great swerve because I think everybody expects that because everybody goes, Sonya Deville is the bad ass kicker that doesn't care, you know, yada, yada, yada. So what if she had to buzz her hair, you know? That's why I think Mandy Rose takes the loss and Sonya Deville is your winner because you wouldn't expect that.
I think that's a dollar for the jar, to be honest with you. What do you say, Rand?
I think Umaga takes the loss and Vince shaves his head instead of Donald Trump.
That was WrestleMania 23. Totally different.
Oh, okay.
So, first of all, I don't see Otis getting involved till another match later on, which I have my prediction for that. So, I don't think that he will do anything with this. I see it being, you're expecting too much creativity, once again, for something like that to happen. So, I'm picking with the babyface winning and the heel getting her hair shaved.
Okay.
So,
okay.
That guy was trying to do that, tried to break into Sonya's house. He was just trying to help her out with a better haircut.
Yeah, that was really, really weird. You know what, though? But there's been some weird stuff happening in Florida, because I don't know if you maybe caught this on Twitter, but Shotzi Blackheart had her car stolen from in front of her apartment.
Yep.
And it had her gear in it, which – so some weird stuff's going on in Florida. Not that weird stuff doesn't happen all the time in Florida, because
– that's supposed to happen. Weird.
Right. It's Florida. Yeah,
there's a reason they're called Floridians.
Got fired.
Wow. You know what? Hold on. I don't know if I have any listeners in Florida. Maybe I'll just let Rand go ahead and just trash the state. I don't know.
Where's Billy Jackson at?
Well, Billy Jackson's in Florida. That's right. He is. There, but he's not a native. Does that matter, Rand, if you're a native or not?
I don't think it matters.
There's a lot of transplants.
Stupid has no borders.
All right, let's get back on track, gents. Let's talk about the Women's Raw Championship match, Sasha Banks with Bayley taking on Asuka. I guess my question is, Asuka also has another match against Bayley, so let's just talk about that. That's also for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Are these matches back-to-back? Have they said anything about that?
Well, Bayley said she'll go first. She'll wrestle her first.
Okay. But there's been no indication as if it's going to be one match right after the other, or one's going to be at the beginning of the show, the other one maybe the fifth match in or whatnot.
Not to my knowledge, but I see it happening maybe as back-to-back with Bayley retaining and Sasha losing her title, and it causes more friction between Bayley and Sasha.
Ooh, okay. Ran?
I see Bayley and Sasha both losing on bad interference by the other one of the two. And a lot of friction from both of them after they both lose their titles.
Ooh, wow. That's a unique pick, Rand.
I don't think putting both mouths on Asuka, and I see them setting up a feud between Baszler and Asuka as they kind of starting to hint at, and that would be on Raw's.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I see jealousy between the two if one of them loses to Asuka.
I asked about if they were back-to-back matches. I think if it goes that way, I'm going to say that I think Sasha and Bayley both retain, albeit by maybe just the thinnest of margins. But I'm going to go with Bayley and Banks winning. Somehow there's probably going to be outside interference from both of them in their partner's respective match. Or maybe even I could see, as you mentioned, Joey, maybe in the first match, there's interference. So then when it's tried again in the second match, Baszler comes out and, you know, maybe that thwarts the attempt, but yet still Asuka somehow loses. I'm going to go with the Golden Role Models retaining both their individual championships. All right, now to the match that I think has had probably the worst setup, even more so than the Street Profits and Andrade and Angel. It is Dominic Mysterio taking on Seth Rollins in a street fight. Joey, what do you think of this match?
Well, it just seems like how much time has flied. Like, just recently, like, I feel like it was yesterday that Eddie and Ray were putting Dominic on a pole and fighting over him that way, and then all of a sudden now Dominic's wrestling. It's been a strange build-up. It's been a weird build-up. What it is a build-up to kind of slowly, I think, take Seth off of TV because he's going to have a baby here soon. Not super soon, but within the next few months. And I think you're going to start seeing some stuff where they kind of break stuff apart. And Dominic's be some new talent, so it'll be a way to get him over his new talent. So I'm actually going to take in this match, I'm going to take Dominic Mysterio.
All right. Ran, what do you think?
I think it's too early for Seth to have time off. I think he wins, but I think there's some kind of angle where Ray gets involved and Seth is going to hurt Dominic. Seth is going to hurt Ray, and Dominic says, I'll become a disciple if you leave my dad alone.
Oh, that's not
and
bad,
Dominic
man.
Dominic becomes the second disciple with my boy Murphy.
That's actually not bad. I like that. Personally, and Joey, you kind of hit the nail on the head. I think this has been poorly set up. First of all, Tom Phillips literally said he's not a wrestler about talking about Dominic. Did Lance Storm fire off an angry tweet? Because, I mean, Dominic's trained. You know, he didn't hang around eating donuts at the SWA gym in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I don't like that angle. Like, oh, he can't really, he's not a wrestler. That's bullshit.
If he had said he's not an established wrestler or a known wrestler, that would have softened the blow and that would have been fine.
Correct, Rand. Yeah. If they said, oh, he's a rookie, he's only had a handful of matches. That makes sense, but I think like you're burying Dominic when you're like, oh, hey, he's just some schmuck that's going to fight Seth Rollins, former world champ, et cetera, et cetera. Secondly, they also made Dominic look bad because I get why they did what they did, Murphy and Seth beat him up with the kendo sticks, but number one, that took forever, and number two, does Dominic not have any friends whatsoever? No one to come out and help? Not even like a gaggle of referees couldn't come out and try to stop this. It just was absolutely abysmal in my mind, like that whole setup. And I was somewhat afraid last night that they were just going to beat the shit out of Seth Rollins, but luckily he got away because I was like, if you beat him up, what's the point of the match? So again, some of this inconsistent and ridiculous booking from the WWE. I mean, am I wrong?
No, I totally agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're trying to build this kid up to being a possible future superstar, I think you've already kind of put him behind the eight ball, so to speak. With that being said, I'm agreeing with Joey. I think Dominic Mysterio wins. I think Ray gets involved. Aleister Black gets involved. The Dollar Tree Rey Mysterio, Humberto Carrillo gets involved. Murphy will get involved. I mean, it's a street fight, and they made that the stipulation so they can – maybe hide some of Dominic's weaknesses, I guess. I would have much rather just seen this as a regular match and not a street fight, personally.
This could take place all over the performance center, not the performance center. It could take place all over the arena then, allowing more people to get involved.
True, right. and that might go into their whole Thunderdome, motif. Man, oh man, you know what they need to bring back, Joey and Rand? Since we're doing the Thunderdome thing, you know what was synonymous with Thunderdome? Break a deal, spin the wheel. That's what they should bring back.
Coal miner's glove. Let's go.
Click, 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 click. Coal miner's glove match.
How about you guys on the back of a flatbed truck?
Was that called the Blacktop Brawl, if I remember correctly?
I think it was a Blacktop Bully and the Natural Dustin Rhodes.
It was. Those were the competitors, but didn't have a fancy name. Like, I thought it was called like the Blacktop Brawl or something.
King of the Road. I don't know.
No, I think that's it. Yeah, Rand, I think it was called King of the Road, I think. We'll have to look that up.
Oh, that was WCW Uncensored, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was like 94, I think. I want to say.
Dustin Rhodes has been in some insane matches. Hollywood Backlot match. He'd go on and on and on about stuff he's been in. Anyway.
Hold on. I'm looking up again. Yes.
He said you had to cut back on your staff due to COVID.
I did. It was from Uncensored 1995.
What was the name 25 of the match?
25 years ago.
Let me look. I'm getting the King of the Road match took place on a caged off trailer of the Blacktop Bully's 18-wheeler truck. There you go. All right, let's get to our final match that's on the card here, and then we'll touch base maybe with a little NXT singles match for the WWE Universal Championship. We got Braun Strowman taking on the Fiend Bray Wyatt. I'm going to be 100% honest. I didn't catch SmackDown last week, or actually for the last couple of weeks, so I'm not 100% sure what's going on with the character of Braun Strowman. But, Rand, what do you think is going to happen in this title match?
Man, we had a really strange double switch face, double turn, because now it's looking like Braun is the heel and Bray is the face. The way they were working with our girl Alexa Bliss, I got a feeling that Bray wins and gets the girl somehow.
Ooh, okay, Joey. Before we go to you, I'm just gonna say Rand stole my thunder. That's exactly what I have down. I have down. I think the Fiend wins because Alexa turns on Braun somehow. Maybe she sprays him in the face with some air freshener. I don't know, Joey.
Well. I like that. I can see Alexa costing Braun the match, but I also see a certain someone cashing in money in the bank at the end of this match, too.
Ooh.
Let me give you a ooh.
I see Otis walking out with the title at SummerSlam.
Good call. We haven't seen much of the money in the bank symbol, have we?
So you picked the Fiend to win, Joey? Correct?
Yeah, I'm picking the Fiend to win by something that Alexa does.
Okay.
Alexa's going to be involved in this match somehow.
And then Otis comes out, cashes in the briefcase, wins the belt.
Yes.
Okay, that's some creative shit right there, man.
Maybe even too creative.
Maybe. All right, well, gentlemen, we'll have to see how these picks play out. Shall we talk a little bit here real quick about NXT? Because they have, of course, NXT TakeOver 30. I got to be honest, though, there's only four matches signed, I think. So I assume that tomorrow night on NXT, they may announce another match or two because it just seems like a shallow card here. But let's run down what they have so far. Of course, Keith Lee is going to defend the NXT title against Karrion Kross with, of course, the lovely Scarlett in his corner. What do you think about this match, guys? We'll start with you, Joey. Keith Lee versus Karrion Kross.
I think it's too early for Keith Lee to drop.
Same here.
But I think Keith Lee wins by disqualification or even losing by disqualification, but he's still retained.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think it's too early to take the belt off of Keith Lee. I also, and this has nothing to do with this match, but I'm going to throw it out there. It's kind of a little bit of a hot take. I fear that Karrion Kross will be the next Mark Marrow.
I don't see that. That's why I see a disqualification happening or something like that. There's a schmoz. That way he doesn't lose his heat either.
Yeah, but I'm just saying in a year or so, I would not be surprised if the Mark Marrow syndrome happened to Scarlett and Karrion Kross. That's just my opinion. Rand, any thoughts on this?
Any chance if Keith Lee doesn't have the NXT title that he would fit in with the Hurt Company?
I don't know. Joey, what do you think?
I don't think so. I think he's too popular of a character to be faced. I think people would rather see him fight Lashley than tag with Lashley.
Yeah, I think so too. I think Keith Lee's got that, you know, much like Apollo Crews. Like, I think he's just such a nice guy that it just wouldn't come across on camera like he's, you know, this miserable heel. So, all right, next match, Adam Cole versus Pat McAfee. Joey?
Oh, I think they're going to do something to bring a little bit more mainstream. I think you're going to see like maybe some sort of other personality help Pat McAfee, but I think somehow he's going to do something dastardly and actually win this match.
I agree. I think Pat McAfee wins. I'm putting money on, if I was a betting man, that Gronk returns to help him win.
I don't know. I don't see that because they don't have much of a relationship from what I understand. They played for two totally different teams. They have nothing in common. I see maybe something happening with one of the other people that he does, like at ESPN or something like that, that does reports with them or something like that if they do anything. But I see McAfee doing something dastardly and winning.
Are you saying that they're going to turn Charlie Caruso heel and she's going to interfere in this match?
No. That is not at all what I'm saying. Nor am I saying Stephen A. Smith will run down to the ring. No, I'm just saying.
Skip Bayless. Oh, wait. No, he's on FS1. My bad. Never mind.
Exactly.
And he hates wrestling, so there's that too. I agree. I think Pat McAfee gets the victory. I just said Gronk because it's football player and football player. That's all that was my connect the dots. La, 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 la. Anyways, Ran, what do you think about Pat McAfee stepping in the ring?
I'm still sticking with Adam Cole.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. I believe the next match that I have written down here is, of course, the NXT Women's Championship is on the line. Io Shirai is going to defend against Dakota Kai. Joey?
I don't think I'm sold on this match for a takeover match. I don't know what it is about. I like both of them, but it seems like a Wednesday night matchup and not a takeover matchup. I don't want to dog them at all. I know they both can go. I don't see Io Shirai dropping the title to Dakota Kai, though.
Wow, Joey, same thing.
She's going to eventually drop it up back to
Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, she's going to that's my feeling. I don't think she's going to drop it to Dakota Kai. I think when she drops it, it'll be back to Rhea Ripley.
Well, I agree with you about the match in itself. I don't see Dakota Kai winning. I think Io, they want to keep it on her a little bit longer, give her a little bit more of a run. I kind of totally forgot about maybe dropping it to Rhea Ripley. That makes perfect sense, but I just don't see this match culminating in a new women's champion. Ran, your thoughts?
Well, I'm wondering if Rhea Ripley somehow gets involved, costs Shirai the title, and they continue their feud since that goes on a couple of months. I got a feeling that Shirai loses because of Ripley.
Okay. Hey, by the way, real quick, how about the returning Mickie James this Monday night on Raw?
I thought she deserved a lot better. Somebody who's been injured and comes back, especially when you have that small of a roster, should have won or at least had a better effort.
Yeah.
That was dumb to have the Seth Rollins argument going on. Either bring Samoa Joe back or leave him as a commentator. That's getting annoying too.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly. And then the last match so far for NXT is the ladder match for the North American title. Bronson Reed versus Damian Priest versus Cameron Grimes versus Finn Balor versus Johnny Gargano versus Ridge Holland. Sorry. I wrote down Holiday, but that's not his name. His name is Ridge Holland. Anyways, Rand, who do you think comes out on top? We'll start over here with you.
You know, I don't like when one guy has two titles and they just throw it open and let people go into it. So when Keith Lee gave up the title, I never really liked that, but I'm going with Bronson Reed in this one.
Really? Okay. All right. Joey?
Even though I'm a fellow thick boy like our good friend Bronson Reed, and I love his gimmick, my pick is going to be the one who I've been saying forever is going to be your next North American champion after Keith Lee. It's going to be Cameron Grimes.
Oh.
I think he's got a mouthpiece on him. He's annoying. I think he can do a lot with that belt. I think out of all the guys in it, it makes the most sense. Gargano doesn't need it. Finn Balor doesn't need it. Maybe Damian Priestley would be kind of cool because we know the dude's paid his dues. We know where he's came from. We know what he's capable of. But if I was a betting man, I would put my money on Cameron Grimes in that match.
I'm going Damian Priest because I think he's ready to get a little bump. I think that North American title would help put him over the edge. And, you know, I think that his character's gotten better. I was not a big fan of the Punishment Martinez character in Ring of Honor, but I think that his character is much better here at NXT. So I'm going to pick Damian Priest. Thoughts real quick before we see if Rand has any random facts for us. There's rumors that there might be a Raw Underground title. What do you think about that stuff?
Rand, go ahead.
Well, I really don't know what to make of Raw Underground. I don't know that there's a plan for it. It just seems like random violence and fighting, and I really don't know what to think of. I was going to ask you gentlemen what your opinions and thoughts were of it.
I think it's dumb. I think if you're going to do that, then you're going to have to put a TV title on SmackDown or do something. And we've got enough titles. Everybody, mm-hmm. We've got two titles. Raw's already got the 24/7 title. On Raw, you got US, you got the WWE champ, you got 24/7. We don't need any more titles. I don't think you need to have a title in that, whatever they're doing, which I don't think it's going to be a long-term thing anyways. I think it's going to culminate in a group of people of badasses, and they're going to do away with Raw Underground. I think it's just like a flavor of the month. They'd run it for a few weeks and then go on, and I think you're going to see like a grouping of bandits from that, that were the Raw Underground guys that are coming in, and they're badasses. They're going to do their things on Raw.
Do you think it's like a hardcore title?
You already have that. You have the 24/7 title. They just couldn't call it hardcore because of whatever. So I think that's just a rumor. I don't think that's happening. I think it'd be dumb if it did.
I'm not a fan of Raw Underground. I don't like it. It's just because it's not what I'm tuning in for. I mean, if I wanted to watch MMA, I'd be watching MMA. I want to watch pro wrestling or sports entertainment. I don't want to watch it. And so I'm not a fan of it at all, Rand. I think it should just go away. I hope that it runs its course real quick. I don't believe it needs to have a title whatsoever because we have women's tag titles that we can't even defend on a normal basis. So what the hell do we need another title for? Rand, I know you have some random facts, but before you do that real quickly, I almost forgot that I got to thank my great sponsor of the PVDcast, World's Greatest Comics. Folks, as you know, they're located right here in Westerville, Ohio, over on 5974 Westerville Road. They've got tons of single issues, graphic novels, toys, comic book supplies, various collectibles, back issues, posters, and one heck of a great pull system. So you never have to worry about missing one issue of your favorite comic. All you got to do is sign up for the pull system, and every time it comes in, it's held for you. So stop on over to the store, or you could check them out online at wgcomics.com, or you can even find them on Facebook. Just search for at WG Comics. How about some random facts, if you will?
Well, we are going to have no attendance this year at SummerSlam. On the other end of the scale, there were 80,300 something fans at Wembley Stadium for SummerSlam. SummerSlam has been held the most frequently in Los Angeles.
Not surprised
Former
by that.
Former Governor Jesse Ventura has been the referee for two events.
Okay.
The first match in SummerSlam history ended in a time limit draw, which we probably won't see this year.
Yeah, you know what? Joey, what do you think about that? I'd be for it. I actually didn't mind the Natalya won by count out over Mickie James because it was something different. It was old school. What do you think, Joey? Would you like to see time limit draws every once in a while?
I would love to see that. I like to see countouts. I like to see disqualifications. I think they've kind of gotten away from that. I would think that would be great. I think AEW was trying to do that because they've been kind of having time limits with stuff, especially like the TNT title.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's great. I think it'd be great if they had like a TV title on SmackDown or something and they reinforced that. Let's people keep chasing too. Like he didn't win, but he didn't lose. It was a draw.
Yeah.
So we got to do this again.
Agreed. Agreed.
And my last random fact.
So what was that match?
The Bulldogs and the Rougeaus. Yeah. The first Bulldogs and the Rougeaus. The first tables, ladders and chairs match was at a SummerSlam and it was the Hardy Boys, the Dudleys and Edge and Christian.
Oh,
and
yeah?
then Commissioner Mick Foley came up with the idea.
Tables and okay. ladders and chairs. Oh, my.
I thoroughly have enjoyed Mick Foley's random Twitter videos to fellow 2013 WWE Hall of Fame inductee President Donald Trump. I've enjoyed some of those.
Those have been good.
Those have been great.
He's also pretty good on the Big Show show, too. I don't know if you watched that episode.
Mick Foley's been on that?
Yeah, him and Rikishi and Mark Henry.
Cool. I've never watched the Big Show show. I hear it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's very good for a sitcom, but I've just never watched it. So, Rand, do you have any other random facts?
That was it. That's all I prepped.
All right. Well, gentlemen, we will probably reconvene in a week and see if we are correct with some of our ideas and our opinions and our insights. But before we wrap things up, let's throw out some social medias where folks can get in touch with you. DJ Joey Blaze, let's go with you, man.
I promise next time to not be so rusty. Like, I feel off.
You know what? Yeah. You know what? We're not in the sync. We're not firing on all eight cylinders, are we?
Now, I give my performance today probably 2 body slams.
Wow. 2 body slams.
Ooh. Yeah.
This has been a strange year, so don't worry about being up to par, because it's been a really strange year.
Well, I know Rand is up, you know, all the mouth breathers and plebeians out there. Like, he's entertaining those masses, but and the floor idiots. But I felt like something's off. So if you feel like there's been something off with me or you enjoyed something, you can reach me on Twitter at DJ Joey Blaze, where I was liked today by Nick Nemeth, a.k.a. Dolph Ziggler, on a tweet I sent to him today. And I was also liked by Ryan.
I was so hoping it was going to be that you were liked by some oddball celebrity like Carrot Top. I was so hoping for that.
I've gotten some likes from Jesse the Buckeye. Is that Jesse Davin?
Yes. Yes.
A young lady, I guess she's from Ohio, who was at the AEW show last week and got some negative feedback for being there. I mean, she knew somebody. She was able to get in. They were social distance, and they were safe. I think it's fine if you can go to a show. I'm envious of people who can go to shows.
Anytime you want to drive to Indiana, I'm sure there's a show going on.
Probably one going on right now in Indiana.
Jeez. Yeah, right now. Indiana loves its pro wrestling so much, or they've just realized, screw it. We'll just let them run. Who cares?
That's their state motto. Indiana, fuck it.
Now, Vice President Pence would not appreciate that.
Oh.
Is he from Indiana?
I hope so. Otherwise, that joke just flopped.
I think he is.
All right, Rand, where can folks find you on the internet?
Well, I am on Twitter at Rand Dittmar, and my never mentioned by name YouTube page now has 45 subscribers and 320 views.
Okay. All right. And is there a link to that YouTube channel on your Twitter?
Nope. I want people to find it organically and naturally.
That's some unusual marketing, but
that's how our friendship happened, Rand, was organic and naturally.
And it's been good for me.
All right. Guys, we'll do this again next week and see just how correct we were. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, I will be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. DJ Joey Blaze, Ringside Rand, and yours truly, talking about SummerSlam, which again is happening August 23rd. So next week, we'll sit down and we'll do a review show to take a look at who won, who lost, who was correct, who was wrong, and some of our predictions. So just giving you a little heads up there, something to look forward to next week with the SummerSlam review show. So let me tell you where you can get in touch with me. You can get in touch with me a variety of different ways. Maybe you want to tell me you thought I was correct on some of the things I mentioned in this episode. Maybe you want to tell me that you think I'm totally wrong, and that's fine. That's cool. You can get in touch with me via email. My email address is johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can find me on Twitter. My personal handle is @pvdmvp. You can even leave me a message over on the Facebook page. Just search for @pvdcast, or the Instagram page as well, also under the moniker of @PBDcast. Now, let me tell you where you can find this great podcast like you don't already know, but maybe you want to tell somebody about it, a friend, a colleague, your Uncle Ben, I don't know. So tell them that they can swing on over to pbdcast.com, the online home of yours truly, but it's also available through all of the major podcasting platforms. I mean, we're talking Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, etc., etc. You could probably even search for it in your favorite podcast platform. Just put in the search engine, PBDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, PBDcast John Orlando, and you're sure to find it. And don't forget, another great avenue to hearing the PBDcast is through Redline Radio. Every Monday night at 9:30, the PBDcast broadcasts live through Redline Radio. So if you want to join in the fun, all you got to do is go to redlineradiollc.com or go over to the Facebook page, Redline Radio LLC. Or better yet, if you're an Android phone user, go over to Google Play Store, find the Redline Radio LLC app, download it to your phone, and you could take the station with you wherever you go. And folks, there are so many great shows and so much great music that if you're not listening to Redline Radio, well, you need to fix that. All right, with that being said, that was very demanding of me. But seriously, check out the station. It's great. A lot of great shows, man. And it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And you know what? I'm going to stop right there because it's getting up there time-wise. So I just want to say thank you for listening. And I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous. Stay independent. Stay safe and healthy. Following has been a production of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2020.